You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 27 minutes and 55 seconds, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-deprecating radio show highlighting the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but possess a sixth grade education and a childlike enthusiasm for the music popular before my parents learned campfire songs. When one thinks of the instruments that dominated rock and rhythm, they think of a saxophone, a guitar, or perhaps a piano, but rarely is a little cheap Viennese invention of the 1820s first to mind. Sure, its origins were humble, thought of as a toy and associated with the poor, but even Abraham Lincoln was known to wrap his lips around one on occasion. On the Rock and Rhythm Review, let's catch our breath with the harmonica. We'll meet the gal that Joe DeMars introduced to the Beatles and check in with not one, but two Sonny Boys. Bruce Chanel may have got the hit, but Delbert McClinton stole the show. Howlin' Wolf will take us to the top, where we'll find out what happens when you mix a harmonica with ska. Buster Brown will try to answer a question Louis Jordan once posed, and a couple of little harmonicists will prove they had the biggest talent. Three members of Bill Haley's Comets quit over denied yet much-deserved raises and formed the group the Jodamars. Never producing anything close to Haley's output, they did cut one obscure 1956 tune that found its way to the Beatles, where they employed their genius formula to mine forgotten and disregarded American 50s music and popularize it in the UK. This 1963 live cover provided John Lennon quite the harp workout. 1963's Clarabella.
But now John has his work cut out on the next one as he takes the guitar on and off his neck and pulls the harmonica in and out of his face.
It's a harp.
What a harp?
The harp. I'm playing a harp in this one.
Playing a harp?
Harmonica I play in Love Me Do. Harp in this one.
Well, I've got a baby crazy for me.
John Sonny Boy Williamson single-handedly urbanized the harmonica and established it as a lead instrument in the blues. No more an influential harpist existed by the end of the 40s. However, with such talent, often befalls tragedy as Williamson, 34, was murdered walking home from a gig in Chicago in 1948. The year prior, he had just scored his first hit, Shake That Boogie.
Never came home until the break of dawn. Come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on, shake your boogie, because your boogie's all right with me. I'm going to buy me a dog, gonna wire his nose. I'll even kill a man about my jelly roll. But come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on, shake your boogie, because your boogie's all right with me. All right, John. Oh, but look at your baby, see what you done. You're taking my money and you got me on the bum. Come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on and shake your boogie, because your boogie's all right with me. You know me and my baby don't do nothing but fuss and fight. I said, look here, baby, things ain't going on right. But come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on and shake your boogie. You know your boogie's all right with me. All right, take it away, ladies. The little girl I got keep me in cherry red. But come on, shake your boogie. Oh, shake your boogie. Come on and shake your boogie, because your boogie's all right with me. Well, John, I got it this time myself.
Sonny Boy Williamson began recording again in 1951. Pretty remarkable for a dead man. The ruse was put on by Rice Miller, the closest thing to a real name for the highly enigmatic harpist. Hijacking Sonny Boy's name while still alive, after his death, Miller also annexed his Chicago turf and by 1955 was recording for Chess. But for all the deception, his skill was no ruse. Sonny Boy number 2, as Miller is referred, was stunning. 1960s, checking up on my baby.
Oh, my baby, find out what you put down. Checking up on my baby, find out what you put down. So many nights and days I have been out of town. Putting down so many nights and days.
first live tune to hit number one. Not a bad debut for Steve Lynn Judkins, a.k.a. Little Stevie Wonder. The song was a live version of a cut from his otherwise unexceptional debut LP. Recorded at Chicago's Regal Theater in 1962, it was released as a two-part single, with the odd yet sensible decision of placing the performance encore, part two, on the A side. Even at 12, Wonder's skill with a harmonica was formidable. Fingertips, part two. Chanel was a one-hit wonder, and Delbert McClinton's mouth organ was the most memorable thing about it. Touring the UK in support of Chanel's hit in 1962, McClinton crossed paths with an upstart band called The Beatles, whereupon budding harpist John Lennon was given a few pointers. Hey, baby.
girl.
Sun Records founder Sam Phillips said,
"Greatest artist I ever recorded, I guess. He was the raw blues itself."
During his tenure at Chess, Howlin' Wolf was surrounded by the likes of harpist Sonny Boy Williamson No. 2, Little Walter, and Shaky Horton, but his skill was just as inimitable. In 1957, Wolf would record arguably the definitive version of a tune covered by about every blues, country, and rock group since the Mississippi Sheik's 1930 original, Sitting on Top of the World. A rhythm popularized by Jamaican musicians in the 60s, but erroneously labeled as native to the island. Ska was in use by R&B artists like Roscoe Gordon since the early 50s. Further evidence can be found in Barbie Gaye's obscure 1956 tune, My Boy Lollipop, which uses the same rhythm as Jamaican's Millie Small's 1963 hit cover. Urban legend posits that pre-fame Rod Stewart supplied the notable harp on Small's cover. However, that honor goes to session musician Pete Hogman. Marion Little Walter Jacobs was simply the best harpist in rock and rhythm. His innovative use of amplification and astonishing skill with a harp was nonpareil. By the 60s, Chess had managed to record the greatest harpists ever. Howlin' Wolf, Sonny Boy No. 2, Shaky Horton, James Cotton, and on. Yet Walters was the consistent hit machine. Short-tempered and violent, Walter too would suffer a premature and tragic death from complications after a fight at 37. Let's spin his 1955 number one hit, My Babe.
My baby don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating, my babe. Oh yeah, she don't stand no cheating. She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh yes, I know she'd love me, my baby. Oh yes, I know she love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. True little baby, my babe.
Thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Matthias Hohner. If you know QWERTY, send your email to wmat@mail.com. What was a 49-year-old diminutive, overly exuberant blues harpist who, by and large, never recorded prior to 1959, doing with the number one R&B hit? I'm sure Buster Brown wondered the same about his song Fannie Mae. Though never to repeat this triumph, Buster also gave us a whooping 1960 cover of Louis Jordan's 1944 classic, Is You Is or Is You Ain't My Baby.